USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Florida became the third state to reach 2 million coronavirus infections, joining Florida and Texas. The latest number of total infections in the state reached about 2,005,000 on Saturday, with about 33,000 deaths recorded from the virus. Nearly 5 million Floridians have received at least one dose of the vaccine so far. The CDC says nearly 1 in 6 adults in the U.S. have now been fully vaccinated for COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Brazilian variant of the coronavirus has been detected for the first time in New York. A Brooklyn woman in her 90s has been diagnosed with the strain that's been called a variant of concern by the CDC. That variant is one of several strains that have been singled out by the CDC because of their increased transmissibility and harsher symptoms. They're also tracking variants first identified in the UK, South Africa, and two from California. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Friday that variants of the virus could soon account for up to 30% of infections in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A rally was held in Manhattan Saturday calling for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to be impeached, a day after a current member of the governor's staff accused him of harassment. The aide, Alyssa McGrath, becomes the eighth woman to accuse the governor of inappropriate behavior. Democratic New York State Senator John Liu says that the number of accusers is telling of a pattern of inappropriate behavior. He tells Fox News that Cuomo is no longer capable of governing amid misconduct allegations and the pandemic.
This is a clear pattern with eight women coming forward. One was enough, but eight is clearly enough. And at this rate, who knows how many more will come. The point here is that this person is no longer in a capacity to lead and to govern the state of New York, where we still have an ongoing pandemic. There's a crisis going on. We're trying to roll out vaccines. And there are so many other issues, including not the least of which, a state budget for the fiscal year beginning in less than 2 weeks.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Spectators who purchase tickets for the Tokyo Olympics will be receiving refunds after officials announce that international fans won't be allowed into the country for this summer's games.
The Tokyo 2020 Olympic Organizing Committee said it won't allow overseas ticket holders entry into the Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games due to the pandemic. The committee already postponed the Olympics a year to July 23rd. The Tokyo and Japanese governments and the organizing committee in Tokyo informed the International Olympic Committee and the International Paralympic Committee during a virtual meeting of its conclusion to not allow overseas spectators. The organizing committee blamed the ongoing difficulties to stop the spread of the virus around the globe, and in particular, the emergence of the variant strains of the virus. Global travel restrictions also factored into the decision. Ticket holders from overseas will receive a refund and will be informed of the refund mechanism. The Olympic Games will take place July 23rd through August 24th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And action from the second day of the NCAA tournament saw top-seeded Michigan dispatch Texas Southern 82-66. Second-seeded Alabama survived 15th-seed Iona 68-55. Creighton held off UC Santa Barbara 63-62. Third-seeded Kansas overcame an 8-point deficit at the half to beat 14th-seeded Eastern Washington 93-84. And Florida State got away from UNC Greensboro 64-54. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.